Aaron, scanning. Disabling security protocols as per Sue Barda's data. It's done.
Good. And masks on, and let's move fast-like, before anyone notices.
I say masks, but what we wear today are fly hoods with an open mouth for easy breathing, spyware that grants us 360 degrees of vision. Like the Nats, it can be disconcerting. We enter via a games room. Time was I would have been here with Artie, blotching up debts over billiards, doors drawn back to look out on the magnificent grounds which lead down to the artificial lake. We move through the house, shadows in the corridors. Phoenix slows for just a moment to collect his flying eyes, unseen by the party guests as he pauses just a few meters away from them.
Yeah, of course, at this age, children are never very interesting.
Well, that's what instructors are for, Goodman. Thank you.
We are at the back staircase in moments. These are used only by servants to affect the smooth running of the house. I take the lead. Rihanna seems uncertain, but her expression is impossible to read behind the fly hood. Phoenix is steady. He always is. As we turn at the landing, I detect movement coming from above. A servant. I jab him in the throat before he can cry out, grabbing his arm to stop his falling. A moment later, he goes limp in my grip, unconscious. Phoenix nods in appreciation of the efficiency, and we are moving once more up the stairs. We move with a purpose, swiftly checking the rooms on the upper level. Each bedroom is unoccupied, festooned with pretty objects designed by artisans, every piece bespoke. Arturius comes from a rich family, and his own tastes run to excess. He has never seen the desperation others suffer, never known loss, until today.
In here.
Security's still down, Chief. We're good.
The bedroom is a child's, and yet it is as well appointed as any on this level. There are enough toys here for a kindergarten, enough books for a library, a window that dominates a whole wall and looks out upon their private lake. And there, in the center of his spoils, is the crib of a child who is even now missing his own party.
Fichtner, is that?
Drusus Alvardan, Arturius' son.
What are we doing here?
What do you think, Rihanna?
I draw my scorcher from its holster.
We're making good on a promise to teach Arturius the pain of loss.
Fichtner, no! You can't!
After a life of manual labor, a breed's natural dexterity is startling. A scorcher is in her hand, nearly as fast as mine.
You told me we were coming to hurt Arturius, but this... it's evil!
He made the rules. We just play by them.
No!